Good evening, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel of Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insight to the Daf series. Tonight's Daf is Maseches Chagiga Daf Zayin, and the topic is Two Olos Re'iyas, Same but Different. To begin, our Gemara quotes a very well-known Mishnah from Maseches Peah that's actually part of our liturgy. It's said right after we make Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and the Mishnah reads the following, starting from the last line of Daf Vavim Abayz, Tanan Hasam, it's taught over there. Elu Devarim, the following mitzvah items, or the following mitzvos, following things, technically. Ein Lahem Shiur, they don't have a requirement or a minimum or an amount. We'll get to that in a minute. What are they? Hapeya, the Bikurim, the Harei Ayon, or Gemilas Chasodim, the Salmu Torah. Peya, setting aside a corner of a field for the poor. Bikurim, the first set of fruits of the Shivas Aminim that are brought to the Kohen. Rei Ayon, which we will be discussing in our Gemara elaborately, Gemilas Chasadim, let's just call it acts of random kindness, or not random kindness, acts of kindness, the Salmud Torah and studying Torah. The Mishnah says that these things do not have a shear. What does it exactly mean? They do not have a shear. They don't have an amount. So Tosfos, both in Dibur HaMaskel, She'en Lahem Shear, on the bottom of the Vavimabes, and the Habikurim on the top of Zayin Amad Aleph, tells us the following. Tosfos tells us that it means they have no shear minimum, meaning you can be mekayim this mitzvah by doing the slightest amount. In addition, there's also no maximum, meaning you can do a lot of it and still consider it to be significant as a mitzvah. Now, what is the context of this? So Tosfos actually, in Dibur HaMaskil, the Habikurim, Tosfos tells us that there happen to be other things that don't have a required amount, such as Afer Sota and Afer Para and Roki Vama, the Dam Tzipor of a Mitzora. Afer Sota is that the dust that they put in the water that the Sota is going to drink, the amount of ashes of the Para Duma that they put in the water, the amount that a Yavama spits when she does Chalitza, the amount of blood that you put in the birds for the bird's blood that you put in for the Mitzora Korbanos. There's no shear either, so why isn't this included in there? And Tosfos points out that with these four items, the more you do, it's insignificant. It doesn't do anything as far as the mitzvah, meaning you don't get a greater kiyum of mitzvah of doing sota, or preparing a sota and doing the process of the sota by putting more dirt in or putting less dirt in. What you put in, that's what you get. However, these mitzvos, for example, let's use the bikurim. The more bikurim you get, give, it's considered to be a significant mitzvah act. Relating to our Gemara, we see that re'ayon, or having to do with re'ia, there's also no shear. So the more you do, the greater it is. The question exactly is, what do we mean by re'ia? And the Gemara asks this around seven lines down from the top. The Gemara says, ma ha-re'ayon, what exactly is this mitzvah of re'ia that has no shear? And the Gemara tells us, is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Re'iyas panim ba'azara. Let's just translate the words as is. Appearing in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Presumably at this point, throughout the entire Yontif, there is no minimum or maximum. You just have to, you could do it once for a short amount of time, or you can do it multiple times. That is the Re'iyah. That is the Ha'elo Shir. The Reish Lakish Amar. And what does Reish Lakish say? It's not the appearing. Besides the appearing, it's Re'iyas Panim Bakorban. Re'iyas Panim Bakorban, which means that you could not only appear as many times as you want, you can also give as many korbanos as possible as well. In other words, we know that when we're speaking about the mitzvah of Re'ayon, the Re'ayon that we are talking about is bringing your Olos Re'iyah. So comes Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says that you can bring as many olas re'iyas as you want, and there is no problem. Now, the Gemara initially has a havamina, and that is when Rav Yochanan says re'iyas panim ba'azara, it means kol emas da'asi lo tzarich la'asuye, that you, whenever you come, you don't have to. That whenever you come throughout the duration of Yontif, you don't have to bring a korban, meaning you're supposed to, you're mechayev to come on the first day, at least one time, and bring an olas re'iyah. Rav Yochanan says that's fine, and you're mechayev your mitzvah, but if you want to come every day of Chol HaMoed, You can, but you don't have to bring a korban. That would be the Ein Lev Shir. And Reish Lakish says, Riyas Panim Bakorban, Dechol Emas Da'asi, when you come, Tzarech Lasuyi, you have to bring a korban. Now it happens to be that the Gemara later rejects this Havamina, and the Gemara, if you go all the way down to the first wide line, the Gemara is going to tell us that really we understand the Machlokas in a little bit of a different way. And here's how the Gemara understands the Machlokas. I'm going to read you from the first wide line. So Ella, the Gemara says the following. Kol Eicha De'asa, below Isi, that if somebody had come into the Beis HaMikdash and not brought a korban yet, De'chuli amal opligi, de'ayulu mechse v'nothik. Everybody agrees that you have to bring your korban. Ki pligi De'asa v'Isi, that what is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is when you've already offered your Olas Re'iyah. When a person has offered his Olas Re'iyah, now they want to come in and they want to come into the Beis HaMikdash again. So what does a person do? They want to appear a second time on Yontif. So listen to the following thing. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan de Amar Riyas Panim Ba'azara. Rav Yochanan, who said, is talking about appearing in the Azara, Riyas Panim Hu De'ein Lo Shir. Halakorban Yesh Lo Shir. Which means that what? That there's no shear to the amount of times you appear. However, once you've brought the carbon, there's a problem. You cannot bring a carbon again. And if you bring a carbon again, you run into what? The Me'iri, Antosos, the Ramaster of Yochanan say, you run into a problem of Baltosif. Reish Lakish, however, says, Reish Lakish Amar, Riyas Panim Bakarbon. Dafilu karbanami ein lo shir, that even bringing a karban, there is no shir, and you can bring as many olas re'iyahs as possible. There is not going to be an issue of Baal Tosef. So, the way the Gemara understands the machlokas now, when we say elu devarim she'ein lahem shir, hapeya v'abikurim v'hare'ayon, v'gemudus chasadim v'salma Torah, and we're speaking about re'ayon, the Gemara says what it means is this. What does it mean ein lo shir? Rav Yochanan says, once you've brought your carbon, there's ain lo shir as far as appearing again. But if you want to bring another carbon, you want to bring another olas re'iyah, you're going to be over on Baal Tosef. Comes Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish is going to say, no, when we say ain lo shir, ain lahem shir, that's referring to actually not just the appearance, when it says re'ayon, it's not referring to the actual re'iyah itself, but it's actually referring to the olas re'iyah. So that's how we're understanding it. Are we saying that, are we modifying the word, Re'ayon. Does Re'ayon referring to the actual appearance, or is it referring to the actual korban itself? And of course, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rav Yochanan, it's actually not only not significant to bring a korban. I would say it's not a halach. It's a halachically significant action. We're saying just the opposite. It's an avera. You're over on Baal Tosef, and you can't go ahead and do it. Now, this is where the basic understanding of the machlokas ends. However, Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskel Rabbi Yochanan brings in the following point. And Rabbi Yochanan said, the Tosfos tells us that he further qualifies this machlokas. And Tosfos tells us that this machlokas that we're dealing with is limited to the first day of Yontif and no other time. And I'll read to you in the Tosfos. It's Dibur HaMaskel Rabbi Yochanan. It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Around 15 lines up from the bottom, the skinny lines. Toso says the following. Just get the spot. I'm sorry. He says, Lo mekablinale mishum bal tosef kevan tekvar nafik. Aval, but, lemachar uleyomar uchra, but the next day and the day afterwards, the days of Chol HaMoed, matzi lahavi, you're able to bring it if you want to. V'han v'hal l'okpater l'ekra, ma'ani b'chinam, rak, Bichiyuva, avali maisi, shaper mekablin halei. So what Tosfos tells us is that this whole machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is limited to the first day of Yontif. But if a person wants to go and bring it on the second day of Yontif or the third day of Yontif, he was yotze with his korban re'iyah already on the first day, and he wants to bring it again on the second day, so comes the Tosfos and says that that's not going to be a problem. In fact, a person would only be over on Baal Tosef on the remaining days of Yontif is when a person would have kavana that this is going to be done for this month. Meaning, I am doing this. So we're saying like this, Baal Tosef, after this month, is only when you intend to go ahead and do it as like another performance of the mitzvah. So on the first day, when you have the Iker time to do Re'ia, so if you don't do it on that first day, right, so if you do it on that first day, you did it, and any subsequent Olas Re'ia that you're bringing according to Rav Yochanan, that's going to be Baal Tosef. But on the second day, the third day, and the fourth day, and so on, where it's really Tashlumen and there's a chance that you can bring it, yes, but it's not the main time. So as long as you don't have implicit Kavana, or explicit Kavana to say that this is going to be the replacement for it, so then it would not be Baal Tosef. So what we have over here is we see that this machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish of Ein Lehem Shiur is limited to number one, the first day of Yontif, and number two, it's limited to bringing a second Olas Re'ia. Now, according to this day of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, who says you can bring a second Olas Re'ia on Yontif, it actually leads to us a very interesting question, which actually comes up on the second side of the daf on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Daf Zayin Amud Beis introduces us to two concepts. The first concept comes from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah introduces us to the concept of bringing karbanos from chulin versus bringing karbanos from maaser. What do we mean? So the Gemara continues on in the discussion which the Mishnah brings, and that tells us that things which are a davar shebechova, something that you are required to bring, a type of karban that you're required to bring, that must be brought from chulin type of money, money that had not have been consecrated for any other purpose. However, something that is what we would call a reshus, something which is like a reshus, something which is like an extra, sorry, which is a optional type of thing, so that can already be brought from something which is consecrated, like, you know, Maaser Sheni. So, give an example of one type of a carbon like this, what we call Shami Simcha. Shami Simcha are extra carbonos that, first, we know that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was mekuyim through eating meat. So the Gemara already tells us on Dav Zayin of Beis that a person could be mekayim this mitzvah through Nedarim and Nedavos that he owned. Let's say he made a pledge to bring the Karban Shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of December. And he's not going to make it to the Beis HaMikdash till Pesach time. He lives all the way up in the south. That up in the north, he can't get down there. So he would bring that Karban and Chol HaMoed, and then he would eat that Karban, that Shlamim. It wouldn't be a problem about Ta'akha because you're given three Yom Tovim to bring your Karbanos. So then you could be Mekayim, your Karban, your Simchas Yontif, through eating the Shlamim. What happens if a person doesn't have enough Nedarim and Nedavos to bring? Well, let's say he has no Maaser Behema to bring, and so on. So then he's got the option of bringing Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha are extra Karban Shlamim that's there primarily to be used to be Mekayim Simchas Yontif. There's no obligation to do it because it's not necessarily that you need to have it. But if you need it, you can use it. So that, the Gemara is going to say, can be used from Maaser Sheni, because that's not really a Davar Shebechova. A person can be Yotzei, a person can go through the entire Yontif and not bring a Shalmei Simcha and be Mekayim the midst of Simcha, and that's totally fine. So this is what example what we're talking about is this concept of Davar Shebechova must come from a chulin, and something which is a reshus, that can come from Maos Maaser. The second thing we bring down is that, again, there is a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to whether one is allowed to shecht or to offer an Olas Re'ia on Yontif itself. Because we do know that Shechita is one of the Lamedes Malachos. And we also know that there is a heter of Ochel Nefesh, which includes Shechita. And the heter comes from the Pasuk, Ach Asher Ye'echol Ochel Nefesh Ulevado Yeselachem. So it happens to be a machlokas in Maseches Beitza on the second parak between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to this word lachem. Does this word lachem exclude karbanos or lashem? Or, right, meaning, right, is it karbanos? Or is it or are karbanos included in here? When I'm talking about karbanos, I'm talking about a karban ola. You see, a karban shlomim is not going to be a problem because a karban shlomim is eaten by people. So that's not an issue. The question is, could you bring a karban ola, a private ola on Yontif? And Gemara also tells us that when it comes to a neder nedava, that we're not going to be bringing on Yontif. Nedar and nedavos are not brought on Yontif. They are brought on Chol HaMoed. The question is, could you bring your ola sri'iha on Yontif? That's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Lachem v'lo l'gavoa, Beis Hillel allows it. So let's just take these 2 points, or these 3 points that we've discussed. Reish Lakish says that whenever you come into the Azara on the first day of Yontif, you're able to bring as many olos re'iyas as you want. The question is, how is that going to work? Number one, according to everybody, you can't bring a neder nedava on Yontif. You already were, in this case, yotze, your chiyuv of olos re'iya in the first place. So if you're already yotze, your chiyuv and olos re'iya in the first place, do we say that this carbon, according to Reish Lakish, the second carbon that you're bringing, does it have a din of a neder nedava? Or does it have some type of a kiyum mitzvah? And if you're going to go ahead and say that it has some type of a din of a kiyum mitzvah, well, is it something, since you're already yotze the first place, is it something that could be brought from Maus Maisu Sheni? Or is it considered to be like Rishus? Or is it something which is considered to be a complete chova and has to be brought from a chulin? So it happens to be that both of these questions were brought down by a sefer called Zecher L'Chagiga. And the Zecher L'Chagiga brought down the following point. And the point goes like this. Really, in Hachanami, once you bring your first Olas Riyah, your Yotze, and you don't have to bring any more. But what happens if you bring a second one, or you want to bring a second one, or you want to come in a second time? So according to Reish Lakish, who says it's Riyah's Panim B'Karbon, you have a little bit of a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, the Torah says, V'lo yiro is Panay Reikam. You cannot appear in my, your face cannot appear in my Beis HaMikdash empty-handed. So the question is, by bringing this Olas Re'iya, according to Reish Lakish, the second one, or this third one that you want to bring on the first day of Yontif, doing so is going to upend a potential mitzvah lo saseh. And because of this, not only does it become out of the status of a neder nedava, because now you're faced with the potential of a lav, it also cannot be ba minachulin. It has to become from chulin because now it takes on a dimension of a chova. So here's an interesting thing, is that you, by coming back to the Beis HaMikdash according to Reish Lakish on the second day of, on the first day of Yontif, after you've brought your Olas Re'iya, what you've done is that you've brought in a new Olas Re'iya. This new Olas Re'iya becomes a chiyuv by you coming in there, but it's different than the first Olas Re'iya. And how is it different than the first Olas Re'iya? The first Olas Re'iya is part of the mitzvah saseh. Shalosh perim bashana yerecho zechurcha. And that first Olas Re'iya is governed by the laws of Tashlumen. And because it's governed by the laws of Tashlumen, if for some reason you can't bring it the first day, you can bring it the second day, third day, or fourth day. But the second one, the second Olas Re'iya that you're bringing in according to Reish Lakish, and you're allowed to, because once you're there, you're subject to the Isser of Alo Yeirou Panei Reikam. Yes, it takes on the status of a Chova. Yes, it can only come from Kulin, but it's not subject to Teshlumen. So what we see from here is you have two Olos Re'iyas, but each of them is taking on a different quality. The first one is Mikayim Mitzvah Saseh, is brought to be Mikayim Mitzvah Saseh, plus the Mitzvah Lo Saseh. The second one is only to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Lo Saseh. So there you have it. Two Olas Re'iyas look the same, but are the same, but different. Kol Tuv, have a wonderful week.